Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This hour is brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. So that's established for game six, or game number five. All right, we broke this up. I didn't realize this was going to be so robust. So let's produce on the fly here and tell everybody when we're coming back to this. Do we want to come back to it at 12:25?
12 seconds later.
Big article just dropped on ESPN in relation to a book by Seth Wickersham. I mean, I didn't know if we were just going to relive the whole broadcast day after that or what. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, and we went back to the day where the Bears schedule first dropped. I had such plans that day, so many plans. We were going to go over the schedule together as a team. We were going to look at the games we thought were wins and losses and break them up into four separate categories. We also wanted to talk about the schedule release videos. I'm pretty sure I spent an hour and a half analyzing the Chargers schedule release video because there were so many references. But no, Bears ruled all that day and continued to do so. I still wanted to know what I'm buying the book. Did we all agree we're going to buy the Seth Wickersham book? Is that what happened here?
Like a group purchase? Or are you saying each of us individually buy the book?
I don't know. I mean,
if Seth will autograph
really
the book, I'll buy it.
You can't really read at the same time.
Well, yeah, I'm saying if Seth autographs my copy of the book, I'll
do an audiobook.
Shouldn't we get an advanced copy given that we've promoted it so much?
I think that's a fair ask. Ray?
Oh, I agree. I will reach out to Mr. Wickersham.
Normally, I don't ask for stuff like that, but in this case, when we've done all the work,
we need to be ready.
So the point is, we never got to go over the Bears schedule. So guess what?
It's time.
A month later and some other days, we're here. We finally get to do this. Let's remind everybody of what the four categories are. They are capital L, as in how you start my name. Ben Johnson should cook. So the shortened version of that is BJSC. I also have written down here GYHW.
More acronyms?
Wait, Which one was that?
I don't know. I think you're... Wait,
isn't that Wimp?
Back up. Ben Johnson should cook. I remember this.
Capital L, Ben Johnson should cook. Toss up, guaranteed win.
Game you have to win.
Game you have to win. GYHW, game you have to win. All right, so now that we've done all that together.
And Seth Wickersham's just dropping another book right now.
Very funny. So the game you have to win. Originally, I had as follows, and I want to revise this because after sleeping on it for like 30 seconds, I realized that I was wrong. Vikings shouldn't be a capital L for me, which is originally what I had. J.J. McCarthy's a rookie, pretty much. I mean, when you consider that he was injured his whole rookie season, he's like a fake rookie, but still hasn't played an NFL game yet. So I'm going to change that.
What are you calling it?
It's at home. I think it becomes a... I would like Ben Johnson to cook. It's veering on Ben Johnson
should
cook.
That is not one of the categories, Layla.
No, but it's closer to Ben Johnson should cook for me, in my opinion. So I'm amending that one to a BJSC.
I'm going to say that's also a Ben Johnson should cook, not you'd like to see him cook. I want the groceries. You have the groceries, Ben Johnson. You know how I know this?
But it's the first game. It's such a like a crazy
time.
Is
it the first game for the defense, too?
No.
Yeah, it's the first game for the Vikings defense. It's the season opener for both squads. Ben Johnson, go show us why you are the great play designer and play caller. Go do your thing. If you lose the game 33-30, okay. But if you lose the game 17-10... We're gonna have a discussion after that.
But I don't necessarily think so, because, for example, the 2022 Lions started the season 1-6, and then everything came together gloriously.
Did the 2022 Lions have this offense? No.
Well, they have the offense they have now, which is pretty good.
They didn't have Sam LaPorta in 2022, did they?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I see where the difference is.
They have
for
all
you.
Kinds of weapons. That's what I'm saying. This was tailor made for Ben Johnson. I have him in my predictions a W next to this game. You got to win this game.
All right. So that was my amended one on that. Guys, what do we say?
So I have this as a toss up game just because it's the Vikings. What did they do last year? They dominated the North. They didn't beat the best team in the North, but they dominated the North. Do I trust Kevin O'Connell? 100%. I understand they have a first-year quarterback, or like first-year officially because he was hurt last year. You can never count out the Vikings. That is a toss-up game. I'm not guaranteeing anything with the Bears there.
I'm going to go with toss-up game as well. I'm going to reiterate the rookie quarterback point. That stands out in my mind, but Kevin O'Connell is a great coach. Also stands in my mind. You know what else stands out in my mind? The fact that the Vikings have one hell of a defense and one hell of a defensive coordinator that is going to make that night very difficult for Caleb Williams. And then guess what? That book comes out the next morning, baby. Let's hope this new shored up offensive line can protect Caleb Williams.
But I hear you, but Ben Johnson, his whole job is to get ready for said defense with all the blitz packages and everything. Like, he knows what's coming. They're blitzing.
Yeah, but I think there's a good point to be had here in that Caleb Williams will likely still be learning the offense. And the head coach has basically said as much.
It's going to take half a season.
So, therefore, you're probably going to be different in your calls of protections and your understanding of blitz recognition. And Brian Flores is probably seeing all this and laughing like Jabba the Hutt when it comes to what he can do as well.
Ugh, not Jabba
just
the Hutt.
Just the evil laugh. The
ugh, brother. Ugh.
No, the Jabba the Hutt laugh, though. Doesn't that let you know who's laughing? It's Jabba at you from Star Wars. All right, the wow. Next game, Sunday, September the 14th at Detroit. I originally had this as a Ben Johnson should cook game, but because of the book, I actually think this turns into a capital L.
Capital.
I basically transpose those two sports thoughts.
Look, bold, big font, underlined, italicized, whatever you want to do.
Yes, I think it's, for me, the reason why I thought it was an L at Detroit is not just because of the book coming out, and frankly, that is going to be a big deal, but also because I think the Lions are going to be incredibly motivated to face their former OC and their former head coach, and they will be healthier. Keep in mind, they had 16 players on injured reserve last season, and I think they will be ready at home to show their former OC who they are.
Yeah, I've got the Lions winning this game, and I think even if the Bears are good. Listen, I'll put it this way. If the Bears win this game, the Bears are going to the playoffs. Barring injury to quarterback, the Bears are going to the playoffs if they win that game. That's how strongly I feel that Detroit's going to win that game.
Did Detroit have a bad offseason? I would say so. You lose your offensive coordinator. You lose Aaron Glenn. Did they lose any of their major talent? No, they did not. They're coming in hungry. They own the North. This is a capital L. Eat this L.
Wow.
I am going to go with a toss-up game.
Oh.
A toss-up game. I think Ben Johnson will want to prove himself and really, you know, has this marked on the calendar, the first homecoming against the former team. I believe, obviously, that the entire Lions team is going to be motivated to beat the hell out of the Bears for that very reason, that it's Ben Johnson's homecoming. Once again, another good defense. So, yes, I'm going to say toss-up game here.
All right, so toss-up, capital L's. And then there's Robbie, whose opinion can't be counted because it's Detroit.
Definitely can be counted.
Sunday, September 21st, 3:25 on Fox, is playing host to the Dallas Cowboys and your former defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, To which I said then, and I remain in my opinion now, Ben Johnson should cook.
Hmm.
I have no faith in the Cowboys, and I'm not just saying that because of emotional reasons.
I think you are biased in this
matter. No.
No?
Okay. The Cowboys have a lot of issues. I think that there's going to be a lot of snaps for the ball for the Bears. I think that's a Ben Johnson should cook game, especially at home.
I've got it as an L, but in the categories we're talking about, I'll say it's a toss-up. They could win the game. They could not. It just feels like one of those games where Dak could do his thing, and you're wondering how could they keep up, and now all of a sudden the Bears have lost a home game 24-22 or something like that.
No, I actually think that the Dennis Allen defensive concept matches up well. Like, I know that the Cowboys have added to their receiving ranks, but I still think that in this case, the Bears have enough to run with their top receivers.
This is a game you have to win. I swear to God, if we come in on that Monday and Matt Eberflus beats Ben Johnson in something, this is not going to go well for any of us. So for our sanity and the city of Chicago's sanity, let's make it this a W, Chicago. All right. That's a game you have to win.
I am not going to categorize this as a game you have to win. I respect Matt Eberflus, the defensive coordinator.
Exactly.
But I'm going to go ahead and say this is a Ben Johnson should cook game. Baby, get the skillet out on this one. Because if it ain't Ben Johnson that has a great game plan to run over the Cowboys defense on this one, the Cowboys will find a way to beat themselves. Look, we are not in a primetime game where the lights are the brightest and the Cowboys seem to struggle. But, you know, it's adjacent. It's one of those late afternoon games, 3:25. So if not Ben Johnson, the Cowboys will find a way to lose that game.
Yeah, I'm just not concerned. And so that's how I feel about it. I think that should be a great one for the Bears to get weird a little bit offensively, try to expand their set when it comes to maybe formations or maybe different receivers or different running back concepts. I like that possibility against the Cowboys. The bye week happens way too early in the season for me, but that's me.
That's a dub because it ain't an L.
Exactly.
We are skipping a game, though. Sunday, September 28th, the Bears are at Las Vegas.
Ah, yes. I forgot about that.
I understand why you want to skip it, though.
Yeah, well, I still think that that's a game you have to win, especially early in the season against the Raiders. I know that they will have Pete Carroll. I know that they are going to be a resurgent Raiders team, but I also think that that is going to be a fake home crowd game for the Bears. Kind of like we saw the last time they played in Vegas. Kind of like we even saw against Washington last year, if you guys will recall. I felt like I was at Soldier Field in a way there. So in this case, I feel like we're going to have a similar situation happen. And really, even the Arizona game, I feel like the Bears had a lot of fans at that game as well. So I'm adding that to this, and I think that is a game you have to win.
I have it as an L on my schedule. I also have it as a toss-up in my heart. Here's why. Let's go back to 2023. Robbie knows the story. Seattle Seahawks at Detroit Lions. Do you remember what happened in that game, Robbie? Do you remember who won that game?
I think it was Seattle. Did Seattle win that game?
37-31 over Detroit. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like,
oh, I do remember. Why'd you bring that up?
I brought it up because Pete Carroll was going up against Ben Johnson. And he said, yo, that's nice offense you got there. Let me one-up you. Pete Carroll's going to have some stuff in his bag for the Bears. And I think we should all pay Pete Carroll a little respect and understand that that's a very losable game. It's a very losable game for the Bears.
I can't believe you said that. I think out of all of the games on the schedule, Las Vegas and the Saints are the most easy W's here. Ben Johnson should cook. I think that's a guaranteed win.
Who's the quarterback for the Raiders?
That'd be Geno Smith.
Let me read you the headline from the article that day. Geno Smith's second touchdown to Tyler Lockett lifts the Seahawks to a 37-31 win.
Two different teams. Teams.
Coach is the same. The quarterback's the same. There's some new things together. Ray?
I respect Pete Carroll.
Shane Waldron also called that game.
I respect Pete Carroll. However, I'm going to say something pretty disrespectful, which is that the Bears are going to win that game. Ben Johnson will cook in that game because outside of the great pass rusher that is Max Crosby, they ain't got much. They ain't working with much on that defense, man. They had one of the worst. people ran up scores on these damn Raiders, man. One of the worst defenses in the league.
Do you
outside
think,
of Max Crosby.
You don't think Pete Carroll changes that a little bit with him coming in and getting maybe some...
I don't think he's bringing the Legion of Boom to the Raiders.
That's the thing about it, Layla. So,
2023, they didn't have the Legion of Boom either, and they were able to out-offense Ben Johnson's offense. So that's all my point.
So I love Pete Carroll, but Ben Johnson should cook in that game.
All right.
Yeah, and I regard it as a game you have to win. So then the bye week, as we mentioned... I got excited because I was looking at that Monday, October 13th. Prime time, as we know, it's Monday Night Football. And you return to the scene of the crime at Washington. Originally, I had said this was a toss-up. I gave it some more thought. Think it's an L.
Wow. Wow. I've got this as a dub, and I've got this as a Ben Johnson should cook. Now,
wait a minute. You said they're going to lose to the Raiders but beat Washington.
What's the time difference between those two games? How much time between those two games?
But if they're entering the bye with a loss.
Yeah, that means we know we got to fix. That week helps. Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson will have some things figured out by then. And I think Caleb Williams is going to have an opportunity to win that game. And this time, he doesn't have to worry about handing it off to a backup center. He doesn't have to worry about Tyreek Stevenson not paying attention to the game. They had the game won. They had the game won with Shane Waldron calling plays. Come on, man.
I'm not going to spend much time on this. That's the capital L. Washington's good. Bears are not. That's my football math. Not, but not as good.
I just consider what the, especially like adding Debo to this. They're going to be a really good team.
Can I say something about Debo?
Yes.
He looks fat and slow. I just, like, fatter and slower than he has always looked.
Okay, that's still a very relative term when you put it that way. Like, there's looking fat and slow, like if you're James Harden trying to change teams, and then there's Debo Samuel not maybe trying to be a physical specimen.
He already changed teams, and he looks slower, and he looks less fleet of foot than he did as a Niner.
But them adding more weapons, that's going to cause somebody to get open in a way that I think would be disadvantageous for the Bears, especially at home. I'm not even worried about Tyreek Stevenson in this. This is really more about Jaden Daniels in his second year with more weapons, having a little bit more main character syndrome, knowing that I think in their eyes, they think it should have never come down to one play like that. The Bears give him credit that they forced it to the one play.
It's kind of crazy when you look back at it.
It is.
I am in 100%, 1,000% agreement with you, Layla. Jaden Daniels proved that he is a force to be reckoned with. Heading up that Commander's offense, I unfortunately am slapping the capital L on this one.
Oh, the capital L. Okay.
Yeah, that's how
I
feel.
Okay. We'll play this tape back after the Bears get that dub.
I want to be wrong.
So after one segment, we have gotten to the same point.
No, but I think we're doing okay. We're going to be okay. We're going to move a little bit quicker.
But there were some reevaluations for some of us.
Yeah, we're good.
I think we did have to go back and look at it. So now let's conclude our scheduled discussion. We will continue it next in our Bears Hour. Rahimi and Harris on the Score with our crew as we look at the schedule in a little bit of a different way than we did the last time we tried this when it was released in May. That's next on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's football, mister.
We are going over the Bears schedule because when we wanted to do it, the Caleb Williams, Seth Wickersham story came out on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. So we are doing it now. We've gotten through week 6. Washington. I decided it was a capital L. I gave my reasons. We continue with the schedule now. Going to Sunday, October 19th, they play host to the Saints. This game is at noon. To me, this falls into the category of W, a.k.a. Ben Johnson should cook.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's the Saints. They're not good. Their quarterback play is questionable at best. This is when they should be starting to hit some type of stride against lesser opponents.
If this turns out to be like the Patriots game of last year, that's very, very bad, and I don't think that's going to happen. So Ben Johnson is going to cook here.
I agree on the cookage. Ben Johnson should cook. I trust Ben Johnson in a head-to-head coach matchup against Saints defensive coordinator Brandon Staley and a super mid defense. So Ben Johnson should cook.
As an aside, do you remember when the Brandon Staley thing was the whole genesis of who the next great head coach needed to be? Times changed.
Big time.
That coaching tree burned down, unfortunately. So we continue now with a tricky game. In fact, they might have been just adding some talent, those Baltimore Ravens. On Sunday, October 26th, it is against B-More at noon. I look at this as a capital L. You're facing Lamar Jackson. You're facing the Ravens defense. It is at Baltimore. I don't see how the Bears win this game as I'm currently looking at it.
Lots of L's coming. Maybe Jair Alexander, who they just signed, is injured by then because he tends to get injured at points during the season. But still, it is a capital L indeed.
Yeah, this is a capital L, and I don't want to tip what the next game is, but this is an incredible two-game stretch here for them of very, very tough opponents. There's no way I see them winning this game. It's one of their top three hardest games of the year.
The schedule's been out for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, sorry.
I think it's okay if you want to say...
Spoiler.
Actually, it's not 6 weeks, but I think it's okay if you want to say what the next game is.
Yeah, they're playing Cincinnati next.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I anticipate a Bears defense being overwhelmed by the Ravens offense. I anticipate just the Bears as a whole being overwhelmed and overmatched. That's a good defense that will overwhelm the offense and a good head coach. That's a capital L.
All right, so now we go to the next game that Robbie alluded to at Cincinnati, Sunday, November 2nd. That's noon on CBS. I have a major issue with this game, starting with not the Bears at all, but the Bengals themselves. Do I think that the Bengals are not going to make the playoffs 2 years in a row with Joe Burrow as a quarterback? No. Do I think this is one of those games that they probably win in that march back? Yes. I think this is an L for the Bears, and that's okay. It's okay if they lose two in a row. I just want to see progress in this beginning part of the season.
Okay, so we're at the midpoint of the season at this point. So
just still progress part for me.
Well, but I think this is that rounding into form. That's why I have it as a toss-up, although I have predicted a Bengals loss. It's really simple to me. First one to 50 wins.
That's insulting to the... Dennis Allen is looking at you and shaking his head right now, metaphorically speaking.
First one to 50 wins. I said what I said.
So is Trey Henderson playing for the Bengals, or is he playing for Bears too?
Wow. What happens if he's not on the team?
Ooh.
Does that become a toss-up? Is that enough of a game changer for you?
If he's on Bears too, it's a toss-up, but unfortunately, the Bengals are a wagon. Give me a capital L for the Bears here.
I can't go capital L. I'm going toss-up game here. I just am with you, Marshall. I don't have that much reverence for the Bengals defense. They'll have a new defensive coordinator and all that.
But I
do respect Trey Hendrickson, but if you had, it's not enough with or without Trey Hendrickson, in my opinion. It ain't enough.
Yeah, I think you're right. This should be a fun matchup from an offensive fireworks standpoint, but sometimes you just got to tip your hat to the home team as well. And I feel like that is what I am doing in this case. I am definitely tipping my hat to the home team in the next game. Sunday, November 9th, they play host to the Giants, noon Fox. Ben Johnson should cook. Is there any other question?
I have no further questions, honestly. No further questions, no further comments. I just want to say ditto, agreed. I concur. The yays have it.
Yes.
So.
Oh, no.
I have a W on here, but I'm going to say... This is a game you have to win, because if you lose against Baltimore, you lose against Cincinnati, and you lose this game, I don't know when the next win is going to be if I look at their schedule, because after that, at Minnesota, Steelers, at Philly, at Green Bay, there's a lot of games there that you could be losing.
This is a game you have to win. I'm with Robbie. It's a game you have to win.
A must win, yeah. But I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why my game you have to win is coming up in a little bit.
What about you, Ray?
I'm going with Ben Johnson should cook. It's the Giants, man. I'm going to say it's a given. I'm not even going to put a must win on it. I'm just going to say Ben Johnson's going to cook, and it's a foregone conclusion.
All right, so next up, at Minnesota at noon on Fox. Now, keep in mind, this at Minnesota game is in week 11. So you're assuming at that point that...
J.J. McCarthy.
They're about 11 weeks of experience... That the nest that they have built for him might be a little more cozy than it was in week one when the Bears first played the Vikings. And for that reason, I call it a toss-up. I still have confidence in the Bears, even though we saw what happened at Minnesota last year. This is not the same offensive line. This is not the same offense. There's going to be progress that is made by the Bears. It's not going to be the same type of debacle. Toss-up.
I also have it as a toss-up. I also have it as a Bears loss. The losses are piling up, by the way. But that's what happens when you predict the Bears to lose more games than they win.
I think it's a game you have to win. Once again, Layla said it perfectly. They're at this point of the year. I hope at this point Caleb Williams has learned a lot under Ben Johnson. I hope that offense has found its identity. At this point, I think they need to beat Minnesota. So that right there is a game they have to win at this point of the year.
I gave you my reasons for the week one portion of the schedule where we talked about that game and why I respect the Vikings defense. I called that a toss-up game. At this point in the season, in week 11, I'm going to say this is a must-win game under the assumption that maybe my toss-up game leaned towards the loss. You know, this is a division game, baby. This is late. This is November. Must win against the Vikings.
All right, and now it is time for something very compelling.
Oh, no.
Sunday, November 23rd, week 12, playing at home. See, our patience and our waiting to do this segment paid off didn't it?
It changes the temperature.
We have a lot more information about the game against the Steelers at noon at Soldier Field. I say this is a game you have to win. And don't do it for me. Do it because Aaron Rodgers will be 41 years old, and he deserves every bit of learning what it's like playing at Soldier Field as the non-Packers quarterback. Does he really own anything? We'll have to wait and see now, won't we? And I want him to be met by everybody saying hi on Dennis Allen's defense. I want a quarter blitz out of Kyler Gordon. I want Andrew Billings to say hello to the run game. I want Montez Sweat to try to greet Aaron Rodgers many times. I want Dio Odengbo to also want to meet Aaron Rodgers behind the line of scrimmage. Do you get what I'm saying?
You basically said, I wish someone just pull out a gun.
whoa.
No!
This is not arch rivals.
No.
Oh, okay, my bad.
No, I would like him to give him a firm handshake as he helps him up off the ground.
Okay, I hear you. I think this is a game where you will see the Steelers doing their thing. They're going to win 11 games. I've got that. You got that down? They're going to win 11 games.
Steelers, no.
But this is not going to be one of them. The Bears, Ben Johnson should cook. Now Caleb Williams should be in full mode. He's been in shootouts with the Bengals. He's gotten confidence against the Giants. He's learned to adjust to that Vikings defense. This is not going to be one of the more difficult games, in my opinion, on the schedule because of where Ben Johnson's offense and Caleb Williams are in terms of their cohesion and getting smarter together, doing it together. I like it.
It's the Steelers. I can never count them out for that reason alone, even though I would love to see Aaron Rodgers just get destroyed because I hate that man with everything in me. This is a toss-up game. It's the Steelers against a potential Super Bowl favorite, according to Marshall.
Yeah, you did. You did coach him on Marshall, which is a different
character.
I said
their ceiling is the Super Bowl.
You said they're winning the Super Bowl.
That's what you said.
You said that they're
in their bag.
You have had some really out there discussions with this single
Josh
game.
Gideon, yes.
You've involved weaponry, you've involved fatal ideas, and now you're involving a Super Bowl. I don't know how they can do all three at the same time.
I'm going to call this a must win only because it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, a lot of must wins on the back half of this schedule.
Yes, I'm going to call it a must win because
it's building.
Yes, because it's Aaron Rodgers, and as our buddy from the morning show, Dustin Rhodes, would say, even though he's going to be in a Steelers uniform, he still has that Packers stank on him. So yeah, you got to beat Aaron Rodgers, man. Come on.
No, I think it's a game you have to win. Friday, November 28th. I'm sorry, you're playing at Philly. This is an L. Like it's really just as simple as they won the Super Bowl. You're in Philadelphia. Like this is
So what's the category? It's capital L for you?
Capital L for me.
So for me, it's a toss-up because I do think the Bears are going to be playing better at this part of the season. I think they will take the L, but I think it's going to be a one-score game. I think it's going to be one of those agonizing defeats. The Bears fans are going to be like, oh, we were right there. But also, depending on your viewpoint, you're going to be like, oh, we're right there. We're right on the precipice of doing big things.
So it's a maybe not a capital L, but a respectable.
No, it's a toss up. It's a toss up. Like it could go either way. It's going to feel like that game, the game itself would be hanging in the balance on the last drive of the game.
Fair enough.
It's an L. Move on.
Or that.
I'm going with.
Did you see what they did to the Chiefs? Like, did you see that part?
Yeah, I haven't forgotten that part, Layla. And for that reason, I'm going capital L as well, unfortunately, like, losing to the champs.
There's Brian Flores, and then there's whatever alchemy Vic Fangio is doing right now. And I don't want to see that man. Huh. That's it. I mean, like, he is the Vic Fangio you know, love, and if you oppose him, hate. So I feel like that's the case. December 7th at Green Bay. Game you have to win. You did it last year. You can do it again. This is really a coach him up moment for me. That's where I'm at. But I also think that we saw Caleb Williams unfazed by the environment in Green Bay. Wasn't that encouraging?
I just don't think the Packers are that good. Game you have to win.
If Ben Johnson really wants to beat, and he really enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year, this is where it starts. So I think Ben Johnson should cook here. I think he has to, because if not, he's going to look real dumb.
He's like, I don't even know him. He doesn't even go here.
Yeah, this is December. This is the Packers. This is definitely a game you have to win for the Chicago Bears.
I'm with it. I think I like where we're headed right now.
All right, Sunday, December 14th.
We can just skip this game if you want to.
Yeah, this is a Ben Johnson should cook. Browns, yeah. I mean, he might even be telling the opposing team's quarterback at that point how to play QB for all we know. Like, that's where I sit with this. Like this
who will
be
the quarterback that week for the
that's
Browns?
That's an excellent question. Your observation of the Browns is really underrated, and I want to get into it in one of these segments in the summer.
We can.
I feel
we
like
got time.
We should. Yeah.
We got time. So Ben Johnson should cook.
I think
we are all in agreement that that's the category that this – I'll remind you, in case you're just tuning in here on Bernstein and Harris, we're going over the Bears schedule because we got delayed
by several weeks because of the Seth Wickersham news that happened the day we were supposed to do it. So Ben Johnson should cook is one of the categories. Also capital L, game you have to win, another category. And then toss up is the fourth and final category. I am categorizing this as Ben Johnson should cook.
Yeah, Ben Johnson should cook. And I think Shadour Sanders is starting this game.
It's the Browns. They're a joke. Ben Johnson will cook.
There it is. All right. So next up. Oh, do we want to, you're waving your fist at me. Our break time here is a flexible one, I feel like, isn't it?
Oh, no. Yeah. It's
well, we do want to give some people some things. You get prizes for listening today, I guess.
All right. So here's the deal. Listen all week for your chance to win a pair of general admission tickets to Windy City Smokeout on Saturday, July 12th, with performances by Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and more. For tickets, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com. The reason I almost said September is because it got really dark behind me, and the lights kind of went out.
They said there was going to be severe weather.
It looks like severe weather.
They were right. All right, so we've got three more games in the conclusion of let's go over the just-released 5 weeks ago Bears schedule. That's next here on Raheem and Harris on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are back to wrap up the schedule, aka what we call Bears Hour here on The Score and Rahimi and Harris, because we didn't get to it whenever the schedule was released, because that's when the Seth Wickersham article came out. Are you guys looking forward to the next installment of this, where I go over with every single detail that I found of the Chargers schedule release video?
Yes.
Should we do that as well?
I mean,
if you want to entertain yourself for like several hours. I feel like it's kind of like the modern day look up all the terms in We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Try to find all the references in the Chargers schedule release video. I dare you. So we have three games left. Saturday, December 20th.
Who they got?
Against the Packers. At home. It's a game you have to win in my book. Period, paragraph. I don't care how you do it. Just do it.
Okay, this one I have as a toss-up because you've already beaten the Packers down, in my mind. But I had the Bears winning this game. I think they're finishing pretty well here because they're going to beat the teams they need to beat. The should-bes, if you will.
So this game is on my birthday, so nothing makes me happier than the Packers taking a fat OL. And once again, Ben Johnson said he likes beating Matt LaFleur twice a year. Got to do it. Ben Johnson's going to cook here.
Yeah, this is the Packers. Nothing's a given. I'm going to say, yes, game you have to win because it is a division game in December. Get it done, Bears.
Yeah, and at that point, you should have shown a lot of progress in how you put this offense together. At that point, I really feel like Dennis Allen and the combination of talent on the Bears defense, which is very willing to run all over the field for him, will be in peak form. I like the concept of that being a fully realized Bears team by that point as far as potential is concerned, and then being able to hammer that point home against the Packers. That's why I put it in the game you have to win category. Next up, Sunday, December 28th, at San Francisco. This is a Sunday night football game. I call it a toss-up because I don't think the 49ers have as much talent as previously, even though they had to move heaven and earth financially to be able to pay their quarterback. So I feel like in this case, toss-up.
I also have as a toss-up, but I also have as an L for it's going on the road. And, you know, part of this is I know it was last year's regime. But that game against the Niners.
Oh, that was brutal.
That
Brock Purdy's like, here's a million screen passes that are all successful. And then everybody's like, how do you tackle? And then people forgot, and then the Niners game happened.
The level of precision that Brock Purdy displayed. The Bears helped get him paid. Let's be very clear.
I think getting to the Super Bowl helped get him paid. When you looked at who was getting paid over $50 million a year, that kind of told you. That told you what was going to happen.
That's fair as well, but I have it as a toss-up, but also an L for the Bears.
Yeah, I have the same as a toss-up and an L. I don't know. There's just something about San Francisco. Like, Brock Purdy, is he one of the best quarterbacks in the league? No, but he gets his job done. I really like watching Brock Purdy play, and they have one of the best offensive coordinators and head coaches in the entire league. So give me San Francisco.
I am going toss-up as well. I'm going non-committal on one way or another on how this game will go because the offseason wasn't kind to the 49ers defense. However, I do respect the 49ers offense. So I'm just going to say toss up and leave it there.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to tip your hat to what you think is going to be a better team. It's a toss up for me because I don't know how this offense is going to fit together.
We'll circle back.
I feel like what happened with them last year, you knew in previous seasons, but not necessarily the case for me. And then the piece de resistance, the season finale, the regular season finale, against the Lions on either Saturday or Sunday of that week, time TBD. It is at home. I still say toss up. The Lions are going to be healthier, and because of that, I still think they might be the class of the division. And I know you're at home, but I still think it's going to be a toss up based on just the sheer amount of talent. And again, this was the hardest division in football in the regular season. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, only in the regular season, though. Keep that in mind.
Yes, that part.
And everybody's schedule is more difficult this year. So look, this is going to be an odd thing for me to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think Ben Johnson will cook, but I think the Bears will take an L. Got that? I think Ben Johnson is going to be very effective and he will cook and the offense will be on display, but I think that they're going to be outscored by the Detroit Lions.
So the text line decided to bring up my name. I like the Twitch mob more, but the text mob, they said something. Here's the text from 815. Layla Marshall, in particular, Ray, can we please stop allowing Robbie to shade our beloved Bears? It's one thing when it's a discussion against Detroit. So I'll try to be as unbiased as possible here for 815.
Are you kidding? We were talking in the segment break about how we should name a cat that you're going to get Megatron.
That'd be sick. So
can you imagine having a cat named Megatron?
Come here, Megatron. Come here. I'm going to call Dave the cat that from now on. So in my schedule right now, I have
Megatron.
I have the Bears as 9-7 heading into this game. To me, I think this is the most important game of the year because this could decide if the Bears are going to the playoffs or not. And this is a huge game. You're playing against the Lions, your division foe. Obviously, the Ben Johnson ties here. You're playing against a better team here, and you're doing it at home. This is the most important game of the entire year. Could it go either way? No, this is a capital L. Eat this. Eat this. Capital L. Go Detroit.
All right, I understand this is the season finale.
He'll turn.
This is the season finale.
He already turned.
But I understand and recognize the tall task of facing the Lions in January. Will most definitely be headed to the playoffs. So I had week two as a toss-up, but I'm going to say this is a must-win. This is a must-win. Once again, I'll repeat it again. Division games must win in December and January, baby.
Is every game on your schedule that was a division game a must-win?
A GYHW game you have to win?
No, not everyone. The earlier they were toss-ups because, to be honest with you, I believe that these will be toss-ups, but just because of the urgency, later in the schedule, I'm going must win.
I just want to tell people my final schedule, which is different than what it was that day that we did this and started this. Not 7-10. I've got the Bears at 8-9.
Well, they improved by a game.
Wow.
Layla, what record do you have?
I don't have one. I was looking. I still feel like the fourth year of a GM with a first overall pick as a quarterback, you should win 10 games. But it's probably going to be 9. It's probably going to be 9.
I have 9-8. The Bears do not make the playoffs, but a very much improved season by the Bears.
9-8 can get you in the playoffs. I just want to point that out. But I also want to point out
division.
That caller 6 to the score contest line, 312-540-0670, we'll win a pair of general admission tickets to Windy City Smokeout. That's on Saturday, July 12th. Performances by Kane Brown, Megan Maroney, and more. For tickets, visit WindyCitySmokeout.com. Again, caller number 6 to the score contest line, 312-540-0670.
847 text, I have a friend unaffiliated with anything Detroit that prenamed her unborn baby Megatron.
Wow. Wow.
After she was born, she changed it to a more human-sounding name.
Also, good point by 815. Jared Goff, outdoors in the winter. Bears.
I mean, the beauty of it is we got time to kind of look back and parse through this stuff. And, you know, then there's all of our programming that leads up to each game during the season. So there's that, too.
That just made me so pumped for football season, though. I know I'm enjoying the PCA limelight. I'm enjoying everything about baseball season, but I cannot wait for football season to get here.
Also, 224 nailed it. Meowgatron. I just love
that. Oh, I like that. Name.
I like that.
I hate cats. It makes me want to get one.
I love the idea of naming a cat Megatron. At some point, it has to happen. Mm. One of you has to take one for the team and name your cat Megatron.
I will not be getting a cat, so I don't have those problems.
I want to ask I want to ask Lawrence Holmes and Jason Leisure about this. Hey, you called the show Bernstein and Harris earlier.
I did because someone was texting and said Bernstein, and I just, like, it was on my mind.
Oh, yeah? I've called the show Bernstein and Harris, and I was hosting with you.
Well, yeah, that's the point. We're hosting, and I said Bernstein and Harris. I didn't realize I said it.
I learned it from you.
You learned it from watching me?
That's a PSA.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, stay off the weed and other drugs.
Speaking of PSAs, are you voting? Are you voting for PCA after yesterday? Let's ask all these questions to the guys next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.